Please remember this is an adults-only podcast and does contain material of an extremely sensual nature. So please only continue to listen if you're an adult and are willing to explore your deepest sensual desires with me. You know, you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story. Just for coming, I is Devlin. Welcome to Wild in Bed. So you made it through to the second episode. So glad to see you. I hope you're relaxing, having a really good day. Now, I'm going to read you a dirty little story today. It's only a short story, about 20 minutes or so long. But I hope you enjoy it. So when you're ready, just lay back. Put your headphones on. Close your eyes. You never know, you might enjoy it a little more with your eyes closed. The house quiet at last. Louise slipped into the shower. The stress of the weekend just seemed to drift away as the warm water flooded down her body, massaging all her aches, all her worries with every drop. Debating her thoughts, the doubts over her choices, taking a lodger had seemed like such a logical choice. It was no secret that since the divorce she had been struggling to keep the house going. Her ex had promised her that he would support her when he left. But the moment the ink was dry on the divorce papers, the money stopped. The support stopped. And Louise's problems began in earnest. She'd been hurt when he left, apparently to find out who he was. She knew him better than anyone. She could have told him that without him having to leave. He was a lying, cheating SOB. And she just knew that there was someone else, despite his denials. Once the divorce was settled, out she came. All boobs and blonde hair without a brain cell to her name. Just his type. Louise had taken a second evening job, but that proved too tiring. With a full-time job as well, she just really couldn't see a way through it. So a lodger had seemed like a sensible choice. Maybe a quiet man. Someone who kept themselves to themselves. Someone middle-aged who wouldn't disturb her life too much. Someone who was in bed by 9 every night and never listened to loud music or had guests. But no, Louise ended up with the tenant from hell. Young and obviously popular, people, particularly women, seemed to come and go at all hours. Never a thought for how late the hour was. Her front door had been slammed more times in the week since he moved in than it had all the time she'd lived there. And the noises. The monkey house in the zoo had less animalistic noises than Chris's room. The first night she'd heard them, she really had been worried about what the neighbours might say. Or worse, that the neighbours thought it was her. God, she wished she had better sound insulation. It wasn't that she was a prude, far from it. But in the last years of her marriage, the sex had vanished completely. So it had been so long since Louise had enjoyed any sinful pleasures that involved more than just her and her vibrator. She had to admit more than a little jealousy. Sometimes she felt like she was watching a sex show, a spectator and not getting any of the action. Every night, laying in her bed, listening to the proclamations of delight, just brought back all sorts of memories. Well, she said memories. She couldn't ever really remember screaming that loudly. Frustration burnt through every cell of her body. A cynical smile passed over Louise's lips. Maybe it was all fake, put on for his ego. Maybe he paid them. That seemed to make sense. Them putting on a show for their paying client. Whatever it was leaving Louise in a constant state of arousal. She'd started wearing looser fitter jeans because the sensation when she walked feeling the denim rub so intimately on that spot was driving her mad. She'd been to the grocery store last week and lost herself in a daydream as she selected a cucumber, rubbing her thighs together in the store while fondling the largest she could find had led to an intense orgasm right there. Someone must have noticed. There is no way that a woman can have an orgasm as quietly as she did in a grocery store and not get noticed. She was fully expecting security camera footage to appear on YouTube, and then the neighbours really would be gossiping. This last weekend, Chris's friends had been round from Friday afternoon until Monday morning, and so there just wasn't a moment to get some time to relieve this tension that burned inside. Even now, just the thoughts of the noises, the sounds of passion coming from the room, made her ache in such a salacious way. Jesus, that burning grew so fast. She tried to control it, but it rose at such a rate through her body, her legs buckling with passion, her stomach clenching deep and her sex throbbing, aching, needing that release, that satisfaction. Fuck, she cried, already at the brink of an orgasm from just a thought. The morning air felt cool as it kissed her body as she steps out of the shower. Already hard nipples aching in the breeze, causing the aching deep inside to grow just a little more. Stopping for a moment to reassure herself that she was alone, not a sound. Her solitude confirmed, she rushed for her bed, nervous that she might not make it without having an orgasm, the desire burning too hot inside now. Nothing else mattered. She couldn't deny her pleasure anymore. The sheets, although cotton, felt like silk against the erotic sensations moving through her skin. Every touch, every caress of the linen, heightening the electricity moving through her body. As Louise writhed in desire, rubbing her thighs together, the moistness just starting to drip down her thigh. That gentle, warm caress over that most sensitive skin, just fueling her passion. She wanted to be fucked. She wanted to feel her sex full. Fingers weren't just going to cut it. She spent the whole weekend at the tipping point. And now it needs to be hard, fast and deep. Reaching into the drawer of her bedside cabinet, to that place under her mostly forgotten lingerie, Louise pulls out her favourite vibrator. A quick turn of the bass. Well, this is not the time for batteries to fail. The loud hum lets her know all is good. It's very powerful, very loud, but she's alone right now, and she needs powerful and loud like never before. Her youth may be behind her, but her passion was alive and kicking like never before. Wanting to enhance the pleasure that little bit more, she wets it on her lips, gently sliding the tip across the dampness of her lips, closing her eyes, memories rise unbidden, feeling an erection sliding along her tongue. That feeling of control, knowing how intense she could make the feeling with every movement of her lips. The saltiness of the taste on her tongue, those first drips of satisfaction. Her own sex clutching jealously, not wanting her mouth to have all the pleasure of that warm passion exploding within it. The memory embracing her completely, without thinking her lips dance around the girth of the vibrator, reliving those sensuous moments, the aching inside spiraling, burling over her stomach, already her back arcing, wanting more, her pelvis lifting, wanting to feel it so deep, opening her sex, inviting it to be filled, denying it that satisfaction for the moment, knowing the delay would only heighten the pleasure when it came. Louise slid the vibrator over her breasts, teasing around her nipples. The moan that escaped her lips began somewhere so deep inside, throbbing up through her stomach, her breath, the feel of the vibrator enhancing the sensation as it moves up her neck, up her throat and escaping her lips, her thighs clenching as her legs push down, wanting that sensation deep inside, desperate, needy, wanting, sliding the vibrator over her stomach, the trembling inside her gaining momentum, a wicked clutching deep inside her sex, hungry for the satisfaction of the vibrator. This went far past desire. It was a need so deep that she could no longer control it. Pushing the vibrator between her thighs, closing her eyes again, the memory floods over her. The sensation as she slid the vibrator along her lips, the memories of fingers that massaged along those very spots, fingers that wanted deep inside her wet passion so bad. Already the tremble growing up from her feet, her toes curling in anticipation, grasping at the air. She needed this so badly, there was no choice, thrusting the full length of the vibrator deep inside, shocking her body into an automatic response, her eyes exploding open with the deep sensation, the orgasm spreading through every inch of her being, her loud moan interrupted by the shadow in the door. Tall and dark, she instantly knew it was Chris, her body still trembling from the waves of the orgasm, feeling the blush of embarrassment follow quickly over her whole body. Damn, she was sure that door was closed. Through the uncontrolled pants coming from her lips, she managed, "Chris, could you shut the door, please?" Yes, it was lame, but right now she couldn't think of anything else to say. Mortified with embarrassment, an orgasm still flooding over her. Laying her head back down on the pillow, the excitement of Chris seeing her somehow heightened the sensations moving through her body. Relaxing a little as she heard the sound of the door closing gently. She couldn't think of how to deal with Chris just now. That would have to wait. Right now, she wanted to enjoy the much-needed feeling of pleasure moving up and down her body. "Let me show you a different way to do that." "Damn!" She thought he'd left when he closed the door. The sounds of his voice seemed to caress over her body, exciting her still further. She should resist, of course she should, but right now her body had other ideas. "Mm-hmm," she mumbled. "Jesus, is her. When did she get so wanton?" Easing her fingers off the vibrator, he slid it gently along her lips. Just the tip caressing so slowly, causing all her nerves to ache. Her orgasm already beginning to swell again. Her dampness drifting down her lips, betraying the desire she had inside. Her sex clutching to be filled, to be satisfied again. And just the tip of the vibrator caressing around her clit. Not touching it, taking forever to make every move. Teasing the sensations out of her body. God, did she ache to feel that inside. Every move of that tip causing trembles that move through every nerve between her thighs. The tension in her legs intensifying. That desire, that longing to enjoy that pleasure burning so deep. Sliding it down her lips. Not entering, just caressing between her lips. Right down to the bottom of her slit. And there at the bottom he lingered. Jeez, how did he know about that spot? She never told anyone about that. Her pelvis pushing lower, wanting to feel that throbbing inside, desperate for that sensation right into her core. Teasing lower still, just there, at her ass. Jeez, what was he going to do? Surely he wouldn't. The sensation of the vibrator just seemed to move over her whole body. Biting her lip to stifle a moan, the sensations burned wildly through her. Feeling his weight shift. He is going to, isn't he? She hasn't even tried that on herself. Tensing but curious how it might feel. Waiting, nervous but excited about being taken in that way. The unexpected flick of his tongue along her lips, caressing the top, circling her clit. More teasing. Involuntarily, her thighs clamped together, holding his head just there, the long, broad press of his tongue all the way up her lips, intensifying the sensation inside. Her gasps getting louder as he traps her clit between his teeth and tongue, pulling it lightly. God, that burned through her whole body. Look at me. Open your eyes. I want to watch your eyes as you come. His voice dark and commanding, she really felt no way she could resist. Looking down, his eyes seemed slightly darker now. Maybe the whites of the shades were somehow brighter. Whichever, right now they looked so intense, so hot, as they watched her from between her thighs. His tongue flicking hard across her clit, her body responding without warning, her back arcing high, wanting more. Then a thrust so deep, so fast, pushing the vibrator deep inside, right to the very end of her, pushing his chin hard against it, every vibration, pushing along his tongue, flicking harder on her clit, pulling it between her teeth. Every vibration throbbing through her clit like a thousand tongues, all licking her clit together. The sensations of pleasure was undeniable. Unbearable. Her body writhed in blissful agony. Shit, she swore. But right now, no other word would do. Her orgasm exploded as she gripped the sheets, pulling them from the mattress, desperately trying to stabilize herself before she sank into orgasmic oblivion. Thrusting the vibrator harder still, he would not relent as the waves of pleasure crashed over her body. The orgasm just seemed to intensify even more. Keep coming for me, baby. She really felt she didn't have an option. Her body, her passion, wasn't hers to decide anymore. Without realizing it, he was now in complete control of every erotic sensation in her body. Rising between her thighs, the hard thrust of the vibrator did not stop, his beautiful, firm erection throbbing in the morning air. His long fingers barely stretched around his girth as he slid them up and down his shaft, groaning loudly, pressing the tip of his cock along her clit, glowing a deep pink, standing so proud. God, she wanted to feel that. Whipping the vibrator out, he thrust deep between her lips, no delay, no waiting, just plunging so deep and hard, her lips stretched around his girth. Not able to control himself, a loud, animalistic moan left his lips as he explodes inside of her, the burning heat of his orgasm causing hers to explode in a perfect response. Louise's body trembling, almost beyond control. He slides out and drops quickly between her thighs, his wicked tongue whipping without mercy inside her. The orgasm that was still washing over her began speeding up again. Unable to resist, her back arches, every muscle inside clutching in passion, his tongue so deep. Louise screams in pleasure, unable to hold it back. Another orgasm explodes over her, her body still trembling. He gently kisses up her stomach, every kiss setting off tremors through her whole body. The moist heat of his lips caressing over her nipples. Again, her body shudders. A moan drips from her lips, writhing to escape, the sensations too intense to bear. Everywhere those beautiful, sensuous lips touch, she could feel the orgasm spread, caressing her neck, his fingers sliding through her hair, his deep, sensuous eyes capturing her gaze, holding it for a moment as he plunges his lips onto hers. The taste of their mutual satisfaction drifts over her tongue. They explore the delights of the taste they share together. Rolling over, he pulls her gently against his chest, listening for a moment to his heartbeat. The understanding of the sounds of pleasure now quite clear, but what now? You know this doesn't mean a drop in your rent. The words seem weak even as she said them. I know, but I'm sure a satisfied landlady will make my life so much easier. His whisper falling so gently on her ears. his fingers teasing along her back as her eyes closed, and let the veil of sleep and satisfaction drift over her. Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.